Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome again to High School Hoops. The leaves are changing.
I love fall, though.
I do like fall.
It's one thing where I believe that even though I would love to live in a warmer state, something about being in October in Wisconsin is like my favorite time of the year. I love that.
I don't know. I was talking to a friend the other day. I'm just not sure where you can move that's safe anymore for snowbirds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like you can't go to Florida and you can't go to California and Arizona doesn't have any water. It's like, oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Back to basketball.
500 years from now, property in Wisconsin, I'm telling you, it's going to be very valuable. Global warming. If you don't believe in global warming, then anyway, it's true. Science. Follow science. Anyway, before we jump into today's podcast, we would like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine, bar none. You got to be able to shoot. I had a coach the other day in T-Tubes. I was trying to help him with zone. I said, can your guy shoot? He goes, no. I go, zone offense isn't really going to matter if they can't shoot. But
yeah, but we've already had this conversation.
We'll do some other things.
Shooting
anyway, program. Get a shooting machine. And then the second thing is go over and check out T-Tubes.com for coaches who want to get better. Some really cool stuff coming down the pike. Hopefully prices haven't increased yet. It's really in October. October is a crazy month for my wife and I with going to see our, we have two parent weekends we have to go to now. And anyway, but
yeah, but that'll be kind of fun though.
It will be fun. It will be fun. It'll be fun.
It'll be good. Cause one, yeah.
One's drivable.
Where's Middlebury?
Middlebury is in Vermont.
Oh, that'll be beautiful during fall though.
It will be. It will be.
That's going to be a sweet trip.
That'll be a good trip. We didn't go last year.
And then your daughter goes to Baldwin. Where's that?
That's outside of Cleveland. So that's about an 8 hour.
That's pretty. But Cleveland's, whatever.
You know, it's a great city. Chicago's a great city. We were there last weekend. Great city, people.
Really?
Oh, it's a great city. Love Chicago. Anyway, so go check ttruth.com for coaches who got a better
story. We're kind of rambling today because we're going to talk about pretty soon we're all going to in a few weeks in the state of Wisconsin, our anxiety level is going to go up really, really, really.
Well,
really,
the
really
thing is, people that are listening to this have already started.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the state? Oh, yeah. There's been, first of all, school starts in like end of July, early August for some parts of the state.
Am I that clueless?
Oh, yeah. There's people that have already started.
Can you give me some examples since we're just kind of having a
mental I don't know the actual states. I will have to look. But we're the latest starting – one of the latest starting – I think it's us in Texas or one of the
biggest. Is that because we don't really have many – we don't have any summer sports in our state?
So
because of the weather.
We start the middle of November, and we're actually, I believe, one of the latest – put in the comments down below, but we're one of the latest starting – teams or states in the entire country. I think we're the second to last state tournament in the entire state, entire country. It's crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot start in the end of October. But they'll have 3 weeks of practice before their first game. But today's topic, we're talking about mental, and I was talking to, and this wasn't initially going to be a topic, but we were talking before we came on air that, I think so. I take breaks. I have to take breaks because I've coached for 37 years. So I usually take a break right after the season. for a week or two, spring breakish time. Then I try to take a break sometime in July because most of my guys are gone at that point. But then I also take a break right about now, and I'll do a week where I won't do basketball for a week. I just shut down. I worry about classes, worry about other things. And I'll literally consciously say to myself, I am not going to do any basketball, which is hard a month before the season. what's your thought on that?
I would say somebody that's gone through, this is my second big go around of coaching high school basketball. I think that was the one thing that burnt me out after 5 years is not a setting time. Yeah. And I think too, we talked about it before, is just that it becomes so daunting. And if you don't create margins, and it's really hard, and especially now in this generation with technology, to really create margins with yourself. So you have to strategically plan out time to just say, I am not going to do anything. And we talked about this. We did a podcast about a month or so ago about me doing my second go around. And, Steve pointed out, I think the hardest thing for you, Jake, is going to be the grind of every day.
The pace
and how everything goes. Even in that time in the season, I would say we could talk, weekends and things like that. There's got to be time that you allot to you. Just give yourself time to just decompress.
And we've talked about this before. What I noticed is when I was coaching my son's team when he was in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
I was coaching my team. I was teaching. I was coaching his team. It was like,
and then you did volleyball for a while.
And then I did volleyball for seven or eight years. It was like, holy cow. So I told myself, it actually really helped. It's the only reason I'm probably still coaching is when my brother came into town a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, when he was in town, I wasn't doing any basketball stuff. I was still watching movies and maybe putzing with my teach hoops, but I wasn't thinking about my team. He was here, oh, we're going to go to Ho-Chunk and play some craps. Great. Let's go do that. And it was great. And I got to talk to my, to my two nephews and my niece in my car, were all grown adults, and it was great. We could just talk for a couple hours. So,
but don't you think too, when you take a little bit of break, it builds that momentum and excitement again, and instead I also think when you talk about mid breaks and things like that, you need to know and understand who you are as a person.
Right.
So there are certain things I don't put on my phone to not lose focus, or I strategically, when I go out to dinner with my wife, I do this. I hand her my cell phone because I know how I am as a person. And I think you just have to understand who you are as a coach. Can you be able to put things away, or do you have to strategically cut things off? If you have YouTube on your phone and you're a person that we know, a lot of coaches that do that will look up drill after drill or drill. They're looking at their TikTok feed or whatever, their Twitter feeds, and they got all this stuff. You might have to delete certain apps for a while just so you're not, because some people, it's not easy to separate yourself. And so you have to understand who you are as a person, how much you can have self-control.
Yeah. I've told you this. I think we grew, this thing is crazy.
It is. Cell phones are crazy. And self-control is
Our kids do it.
There's Huddle right here. There's an app. Okay. Yeah. I could talk to, I'm bored right now in the store. I could click on Huddle. Right. It's like that. You just have to learn how you can practice self-control. Yeah. And I think you got to hear it from other people. I think you, to be the best version of yourself, is you got to be able to remove yourself from the game for a while, not like for a long, long, long period of time, but those times just to be able to make sure, because also too, I would say people like me and Steve who have other people in our lives that are near and dear that we're responsible for,
right,
and that we're committed to, like our wives and our children, we have to make sure those relationships are good too, because if those relationships aren't good, then everything else falls apart, right? I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yes.
Because
I know. Those are the important things too, to be honest with you.
It is the important things.
But yes, I think, yeah, this thing is I think we grew up in the perfect time. I think I grew up in the perfect window.
You did, and you. I think you also.
Born in the
You also were
60s. I
able
grew
to
up in the
coach.
70s and
I think you were
80s.
able to coach a lot of your career in a perfect window. Where I you know, ex but I also think technology has kind of saved you in a way because you don't have to go on many scouting trips, and you'd be able to have the longer longevity. You know, but you were able to really. I don't know. I don't know.
Yes.
I guess I can understand your point completely. You know, I don't know,
Yeah.
because there is more time. I from a standpoint of temptation and distraction for our kids that we coach, I
No,
think
it's like
that
you turn
leads.
on TikTok and all of a sudden it's like when I relax too, when I turn off, I watch all of West Wing this summer.
You love watching TV sometimes, don't you?
No, but it's like I but that's relaxing and I can do that and I can like I was starting like today I'm watching the last season. I think there's only three seasons of Ted Lasso, right?
I've
But
never watched a Ted Lasso ever.
oh my gosh, you should watch it. It's very good from a coaching
You're...
standpoint. It's very good. Very good. Like from a coach to a coach.
It, like comedically, like very good.
Well, it's funny. It's very good. It's a show, but it's
Because
like but there's so
I
many
took your I took your reference
type
for
in.
Parks and Rec during COVID, and I watched that like the whole season like 6 weeks with me and my wife watched every episode.
And it was
And
funny,
I'm
wasn't
very thankful for that. Like
it? Very
Parks and
good.
Rec is near and dear to my heart now. Like that is
Yep.
a
Mouse Rat. I
I
had to throw my Mouse Rat shirt out. I got to get another one. I had one. I wore it to school all the time. And kids go, "Who's Mouse Rat?" I go, "Don't talk to me." But Ted Lasso is very good. If you type in Ted Lasso quotes and stuff, I mean, he's very how he deals with his players in the interaction. Very good. I would highly recommend it to any
like
high
think like
school
a
coach.
goldfish is a quote, right? From Ted Lasso, think like a
Yeah,
goldfish.
believe there's a lot of them, but you should watch it. As a
Be a goldfish.
coach, you should watch it. That I'm just saying, as a coach, you should watch Ted Lasso. Anyway, so I'll have that on and I'll be doing other stuff. Like I was prepping my classes on Google Classroom today. Just because I'd hate doing it all right at the end. And I was playing around and moving things, and I had Ted Lasso on, I was watching. But anyway, so the mental break part is like I want to go fishing. I want to like me putting headphones in and listening to music. That's me still. That's me unplugging because I did that in the 70s too. I just had a Walkman, so I don't really consider myself plugged in when I'm listening to music.
Right.
I
You're a
just
big walker too, aren't you?
I am a big walker. I
Yeah.
am.
I'm a big workout kind of guy. That's going to be my thing, I think, this
So
year.
here's my new thing. I'm throwing this out to the world. I'm gonna come home at lunch and work out every day at lunch.
You are.
I think so. Yep, that's gonna be my that's my goal this year. I want to drop about 20 pounds and
We should have a Teach Hoops challenge. Who can.
teach hoops talent. We should have a teach hoops challenge, but
Yeah,
I want
like
to do.
I am trying to lose some weight too because I said if I want my girls to be in the best shape, then I need to model that behavior within
Yeah.
myself.
And the
It'd
thing
be
is, here's
that
the
version
issue
of
is like,
myself.
I don't want to really do it in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it when I come home from work. So I think I'm just going to like that way I won't eat a big, I don't tend to eat lunch anyway. So I'll come home, I'll work, I'll shower, I'll go back to work. And I've two classes after lunch, three classes before, it'll be good. But anyway, we're gonna shout that out to the world. But
Yeah, I
that's
think
a
I'm going to be doing more of my workout at night because then my kids go to sleep.
yeah, I'm gonna try this and see if it works. If it doesn't, then I'll probably do the night
I
thing.
notice when I work out at night, I tend to really clear my head and I fall asleep really well. But
Do?
it's got to be at a certain time. I can't do it like 9 or 10, talking like eight or so, come home and
Your kids are
by
in bed
nine.
at 8?
Well, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, you. I lost bedtime. It's been so long. All right. Anything else with this, coach?
No,
All
we're
right.
good.
Hey, relax is what I'm telling you. Find
Please
something
do.
else.
If you want to
Find
do
it.
it for a while and you want to do it for it to be the best version of yourself, make sure you make time for yourself.
Yes, because it's not going to work otherwise. It's
No,
just not. All right.
you'll be miserable.
All right. Bye, coach.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.